Jess in with you this morning. Now, the Scone Charity Rodeo, of course, is on this weekend. We gave away some double passes a little earlier, so make sure you stay tuned over the next couple of days. We will have some more to give away for the rodeo this Saturday night. But joining me this morning is Josh Barnett. Josh is from Singleton. He's a saddle bronc rider who has been going really well over the last month. Spent a week in Sydney at the Royal Easter Show at the competition they have there and won, which is fantastic. He will be competing this weekend at Scone. He joins me this morning. Josh, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, you were just telling me that you started out riding calves and doing bull riding initially and then jumped over to saddle bronc. Why did you change?
I just grew into the sport. It's probably a sport that you start a little bit older, I guess. You don't have a junior saddle bronc. I grew up breeding. We breed Australian stock horses and compete in Camp Garson. So I guess it just led that way into the horses.
Yeah. As far as how challenging, you know, saddle bronc riding is it? Would you say it's more difficult than bull riding?
It's maybe a little bit more technical, harder to learn. But once you get the art of it, it seems to stick with you a little bit more consistent.
Yeah. How do you learn something like that? Do you just get put on a bucking bronc and gone, hold on, you'll be right?
I guess you could say that. There's lots of practice drills and there's lots of schools out there nowadays for the younger kids. And, I guess it's just practice. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, that's it. And you've had such a successful month. I mentioned you were at Sydney Royal and you did really well there.
Yeah, so we went down to Sydney down there. It was over three rounds. A little bit different this year with the COVID.
Yeah.
COVID-19 around. They split us up into sections. So we went down for three nights. So we got on three head of stock and, end up winning over those three rounds. Played and over the average, so it was good.
Yeah. Fantastic. And there have been a few other rodeos and things over last month. And I guess that's all kind of ramped up this year after not much happening last year.
Yeah, that's it. The committees are all keen to get their rodeos back on after skipping a year. So, we've been down to Tumut and a big rodeo down there and they have a big saddle bronc special Bondi challenge. It was good. And then we had Singleton Rodeo on Saturday. And, so we do a run down the valley and we'll go to Scone and then Brankston's a couple of weeks after that.
So. Yeah. Fantastic. So for Scone this weekend, you'll be competing on the saddle bronc, but you're also going to be doing something that you haven't done a whole lot of before.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the steer wrestling this weekend, which is a new event for me, but hopefully all goes to plan.
Yeah. Fantastic. What, for you, being a part of, I guess, the local rodeo community, I guess you could say, is obviously going to the events and competing and hopefully winning is, you know, a big part of it. But do you find that being a part of the rodeo community is just something that little bit extra as well, that you kind of create a family out of the sport?
Yeah, that's for sure. I think that's nearly the whole lot of road, and the best part about it is going down the road and meeting up with that different group of friends that you don't see every day. It is like a big family. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. How much longer do you reckon you'll be doing this for?
Oh, as long as my body allows me to.
You're only 24. Surely you've got 10 years left in you.
Oh, I don't know. That might be pushing it the way I'm walking about this morning.
Oh, no. Josh, thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning. We can't wait to see you competing at the Scone Charity Rodeo this weekend at White Park. We'll catch up with you then.
No worries. Can't wait. See ya.